as long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
It is 18 past the hour. Yeah, I'd be watching him on TV. Roland Martin, what's going on, Roll?
Skip Muppet, how we doing? Yeah.
Everything's everything, bro.
Sybil, how are you going?
Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Dominique, what's shaking?
Hey, Roland, how you doing?
All right, good chatting with you. First of all, before I start, shout out to Virginia State University. I gave commencement speech, their fall graduation on Saturday. I had a great time with the graduates there. The band didn't show up, Sybil, but
no.
Band wasn't there, but I yeah. called a brother from the audience who was a grad. I said, I need somebody to sing a black song. So John Morris came up and killed it. Y'all can actually, if you go to my Facebook page, you can actually see the whole speech. You can hear his song as well. So it was great. President Abdullah, great to see all of y'all there. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it. And also, Skip, you feeling a little down this morning? You and Super Dave? How about them Giants?
That's right, Roland.
And, of course, my Texans won as well. So Super Dave was feeling real sick this morning. And who would have thunk it? The Giants could win out, and Cowboys may not win their own division. Shocking things happen. All right, then. Let's get right to it. Donald Trump, of course, gets inaugurated January 20th, but the next day will be a massive march by women in this country taking place. One of the organizers of that, one of the lead organizers, is Tamika Mallory of the New York Justice League. Tamika joins us right now. What's happening, girl?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
All right. First and foremost, Tamika, it was all this drama back and forth. Okay, what do you call a march? March on Washington, Million Women's March, all this sort of stuff along those lines. And then people are talking about the permit. Can you just clear all this confusion up as it relates to the march on January 21st?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on to do that. The march is called the Women's March on Washington. And as you said, there was some drama about the name because people were talking about, you know, 1963, the historical reference to the march where Dr. King gave his great speech. And what we know is that over many years since 1963, there have been many movements that have used the March on Washington as a part of their name, whether it be the LGBTQ community or Vietnam War. There were many, many, many marches that have taken place using the name March on Washington. And so women are going to Washington under that name on January 23rd. Second of all, there is no issue with the permit. You know, the other side will always get into the press and start to pump up issues in order to make people feel nervous or to make folks back down. There is no issue with the permit. We are meeting on 3rd Avenue and in the 3rd and Independence, 3rd and Independence on January 21st at 10 o'clock in the morning. That will not change. That has been approved by all agencies. That is where we're meeting. And moreover, if for some reason we have been told that we could not march, when you have women coming from all over the world, not just the country, there are at least 17 countries either marching in solidarity with us that day or people flying in to be a part of this particular march. We would have been there anyway, because you cannot tell us that we do not have the right to gather and to march in order to make our voices heard. And so we would have been there anyway. But there is no issue with the permit. And so please don't allow people to get in your head with a bunch of lies and that.
For the audience, what is the purpose behind the march?
Well, you have so much going on across this country. I mean, we saw that in Atlanta, even though it did not pass, but you had elected officials there who was pushing to try to ban women from wearing their hijabs, Muslim women from wearing their hijabs. In Ohio, you have an elected official there pushing for a ban on abortions after 6 weeks. You have so much happening across this country. Of course, it is not just about reproductive rights. We also have issues within the Black community where we're looking at how women's families are affected, our sons, our daughters. We have so many issues where women, being the head of households, the head of families, the head of communities, are going to Washington to say that our rights are important and you will not roll them back. The next day, on January 23rd, January 22nd, is going to be the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, where we have heard so much talk about rolling back Roe v. Wade. We cannot allow anyone to feel that it is okay to take back all that women have fought to make happen in this country. We'll not allow our rights to be rolled back, and we're going to Washington to let Donald Trump and all the other local elected officials know, the Congress and the Senate, that we're not playing women's rights or human rights, or we're not.
Tamika, before we lose you, and we're having you're going in and out a little bit, is there a website people can keep up to date on the March on Washington on the 22nd?
Women'sMarch.com. Women'sMarch.com.
Women'sMarch.com.
All righty. Tamika, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, then.
All
we'll pray for you, Skip, and your Cowboys.